music called Hear Our Song from Songs from a New World. That's actually also the title of a benefit concert that is happening on Friday. I've got two events going on today, and I'm getting them all mixed up, plus with a couple of others that we had on yesterday's show. In any event, Hear Our Song, a benefit concert for pediatric stroke awareness. It's going to be this Friday at 7:30 at Faith United Methodist Church on South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. And we have with us two of the participants who are also the instigators of the event, and we'll let them tell you why coming up. Also, we'll have live in our studio a performance by a duo who call themselves August Crow. They're here to represent the rather extensive music series that happens at Kickapoo State Park at the Dockside Cafe on the landing. And that series happens all summer long and into the early fall. And they'll play for us live. We'll also hear about some of the other groups that are on that series. It's live and local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We're your connection to local performances. Before we launch into the show, let me give you an update on our fundraising, because we've been trying to do that all week long and making some great progress. As of yesterday, we were still about $40,000 short of our overall fundraising goal. However, as of today, we're down to about $30,000 that we still need to raise by June 30th, which is Sunday. It's the end of our fiscal year, and just a few days away. You can support great locally funded, locally focused programs and help us finish our fiscal year strong, which is to say, have all the money in the bank for the coming year, which of course begins July 1st. If you'd like to support, you can call us now at 217-244-9455, or you can contribute online at willpledge.org. So, Jason and Nicole Morgan are with us here to talk about this concert called Hear Our Song, Benefit Concert for Pediatric Stroke Awareness. And Jason and Nicole probably were no more aware of pediatric stroke than you or I until it hit home. You guys want to talk about that just a little bit? First, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It definitely was an eye-opener when we found out. Maxwell came into the world about 4 weeks early. I was induced. And within 24 hours of his birth, he started seizing. So that's why they think that the stroke probably happened in utero. But from our research, actually, strokes can happen in utero up to age 1 and even up to age 18 for children. So within 5 days of his birth, after having two MRIs and a CAT scan and an EEG, we'd finally got the diagnosis that he had had a stroke on the left side of his brain, 30% of the central ventricle on the left side. So with that said, Maxwell is 14 months old now, and doctors have told us that he shouldn't be doing as well as he is with the size of the stroke that he had. So it's kind of scary, but yet uplifting at the same time.
So not doing as well. He shouldn't be doing as well as he is, which is how?
Which is to say that the first year of his life was a real struggle. We had five significant visits to the hospital, including down to St. Louis Children's Hospital once in sort of an emergency drive. But he has been seizure-free since Thanksgiving, and he's now down from seven medicines to one seizure med instead of, you know, a variety of things. And he has started to, you know, we hesitate to use the standard words, but he started to catch up. He's sitting up now. He's starting to hit, you know, what you would call the developmental markers. And he is right now not showing signs of any additional impairment. The initial impairment is still effective and will be, you know, with him probably most of his life.
Which is what?
Which would be, in his case, since the stroke was on the left side, the right side of his body is essentially weaker. For instance, he'll keep his finger curled into a fist on the right side. He's much less likely to use his right arm or leg. And so he sees four therapists, three of them weekly, and they all work on different aspects, but mostly they're trying to get him to balance his strength to the right, to open up the right side so he can learn to walk, so he can learn to properly crawl. Right now he's army crawling, sort of the stiff arm approach. And so the more they work with him, the better he's getting at it. But he's probably 4 to 5 months behind most kids his age developmentally. But, you know, we don't, it sounds strange, we don't have a lot to complain about because he's an incredibly happy kid. And, you know, he doesn't know any different. This is his life. He didn't have something else and then lose it. He's just always had this.
So the symptoms are essentially similar to what happens when an adult has a stroke.
Absolutely.
Right. Usually much, much, much later in life,
yes.
You know, which is to say late in life.
One of the symptoms or I guess if you notice your child having any of these issues, one of them is having hand preference before the age of 10 months. Maxwell did definitely show hand preference around 6 months. He's a lefty. The therapists and the doctors have told us he'd probably be a righty if he hadn't had a stroke. Mm. But because of the stroke where it is and stuff, he is our little lefty guy. So
does having had a stroke so young, which of course is before you're born, is about as young mm-hmm. as it can happen, does that, since they're growing anyway, does that give them someone a better chance of recovering more than an adult would?
It does. There's the caveat to say that 20% to 40% of kids that have strokes at that age actually don't survive it. Mm. So having survived it, yes, because at birth, most of the brain activity is still in the stem. And so it hasn't necessarily found a home in the different parts of the brain. Whereas as an adult, especially, you know, an adult in a developed adult, I guess we should say, everything is located in a specific place. And if you have a stroke, you lose those abilities. And you can try to train yourself back, but it's very difficult. For a child, it's easier. It's not necessarily perfect. For instance, we found out recently he has a field cut in his vision, which is, again, stroke-related. He's missing the right side of each eye because of the left side stroke.
So that's going to limit peripheral vision.
Yes. And so he'll have glasses as early as we can get him to keep them on. And he's just going to have to learn to, you know, to look around a lot more than we do. For what we would just look for, he'll have to check several times. But, you know, will he be normal in that respect? No, because there's not a cure for that. But he's going to learn to compensate. And in fact, the vision therapist says he's already doing it, even though he doesn't know differently. That's the world he's seen.
Yeah, sort of like those of us who have progressive lenses. You get used to turning your head a lot more than the average
right.
person.
Exactly.
And he'll do it sooner. So as I said at the outset, I assume you weren't aware that kids
no.
could have strokes.
No, we were shocked.
I certainly
when they,
wasn't until you told me.
They gave us the diagnosis, and we just looked at them and said, what?
Yeah.
Like, you're not talking about our baby because it's a baby.
Yeah.
Babies couldn't do that, and as many people didn't know, we didn't know.
How commonly does it happen, as you're told?
Well, we actually have to have our fact sheet here. There's an organization we've been working with, and it's actually who the benefit is for, called CHASA, chasa.org. And that's the Children's Hemiplegia and Stroke Association. And they provide a lot of great resources for parents and the support groups. There's camps where families can go and you can work on some of the specific issues as far as, you know, working on the affected side of your body, learning skills. They are supporting research into children's stroke. So in fact, their fact sheet is in front of me, so I don't mess up any of the particular numbers.
And I'm looking at it to check you. So go
yeah.
right ahead.
the question was how often is it, right?
Yeah.
Well, the line is for children 1 to 18 years old, strokes occur in 11 out of 100,000 children.
But prior to that, children who are less than 1 month, it's 1 in 2,800 can actually have a stroke.
Which is really low odds,
yes.
But more than I would have thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
They say, and on the flip side of that, it's like 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 6 kids survive it. So we count ourselves lucky that he did survive, and he's a fighter.
Yeah. Well, so, I was going to say congratulations. That's not exactly the right
term.
Well,
kind
but,
of.
You know.
It sort of is. You know, it's you know, we don't take it lightly, but it's something that, you know, after 14, 15 months of, you know, a lot of drama, just that's probably the easiest way to say it, and a lot of emotional turmoil, you have to find a positive perspective to work with, because anything else will just, you know, will put you in a place where you're not helpful to yourself or to your child. So we try to find the positive things. We celebrate the fact that he can sit up. He decided he's going to start sitting up in his crib at midnight and talking to himself. That was something new this week. But he's sitting up, so that's a fabulous thing. Some children who have strokes still aren't doing that at 2 years.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Well, some kids who don't have strokes aren't doing
yes,
that.
Right. And a lot of what he does still falls into the realm of, you know, normal. A lot of kids, if you're not walking by 18 months, the books will tell you that's normal. In his case, he probably won't be walking at 18 months, but, you know, he doesn't fall into that range. And as one of our running taglines as we discuss this topic with people is, this isn't something you find in What to Expect When You're Expecting.
No.
There's no paragraph on pediatric stroke.
Not exactly. I'm talking with Jason and Nicole Morgan, residents of Savoy, who are putting on a benefit concert for pediatric stroke awareness. And they're, I was going to say, you're on the tour circuit to do it, because you just told me
that. We would love to, but.
You just told me the AP picked up this story, which
yes,
is great.
They did, which is quite a surprise.
But the concert's going to be on Friday night in Champaign. And I recognize a lot of the names of, I guess I recognize all the names of people involved here as being people who are especially involved in the Champaign Arena Theater Company. I'm gathering this is, since I know you both have been involved with that, that this is how you met all these folks?
That would be correct.
Yes. Yep.
And it's a huge variety of music on here. How did you choose the songs? This looks like about 30 songs on here, maybe 20 songs or so.
Well, when Jason and I decided to do the program, I thought it would be really interesting if we did a program of music that was children appropriate, but also specifically for children, since we were raising money for pediatric stroke. And so the first thing that came to mind is, what do we sing to our children most often but lullabies? And since Jason and I are classically trained singers, we don't sing the typical Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Sometimes Jason sings Verity to Max, and sometimes we sing the Beatles. So it just really depends on what's going to calm him down. So we just decided that these are our versions and even our friends' versions of their lullabies. And then based off of that, I kind of just thought of different songs that you would use in playtime. The section about playtime is about, in the concert, we're talking about some facts of pediatric stroke, but then we're also talking about the importance of music in children. And actually, there's been a lot of research shown in stroke victims from any spectrum, from unborn to 80, that music can actually really help move skills from one side of the brain to the other. The music skill is actually on the right side of the brain. So when you go to use something that the left side of the brain that is affected, the music can sometimes pull that over to the right so that you can actually use that, aka using your hands, speech, motor skills, things like that. So I thought it was important that we had songs that we could learn from, that the kids could learn from. And then a positive message, as in any cause that you're trying to fight for, I think it's important to have a positive message, and these are songs.
Well, with apologies for that interruption, but I trust that it was useful information for you, and I might as well augment that a little bit by saying that in addition to the warning, there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for these counties in our severe weather coverage area: Champaign, Vermilion, Macon, DeWitt, Douglas, Ford, Moultrie, and Piatt counties. A severe thunderstorm watch means conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms in and close to the watch area. So we've been hearing from Nicole and Jason Morgan about this concert for to increase awareness for pediatric stroke, raise awareness for pediatric stroke. And Nicole mentioned that lullabies are among the types of songs, playtime songs, positive message songs. In fact, there's two sets of lullaby groups on the program, and I thought I'd share one of those. It's a lovely song. in a particularly morbid show, Sweeney Todd. But the song is called Not While I'm Around. It'll be sung by Carrie Krupp on Friday night's concert. It's sung here by actually an opera singer, Angelika Kirschlager, who does a wonderful job of it here on Live and Local.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around, not while I'm around.
Angelika Kirschlager, I believe she's performing here with pianist, probably I mispronounced his name, Roger Vignolis. Music by Stephen Sondheim, Not While I'm Around. It comes from the musical slash opera, Sweeney Todd. And it's going to be one of the many songs on the concert called Hear Our Song, a benefit concert for pediatric stroke awareness. Dan McHugh will be the pianist for the whole show.
Yes.
And quite
a
number of
different
singers. We
also have a guitarist as well.
Guitarist.
Yeah.
And Nicole and Jason Morgan will be singing separately and together on that. The cast also includes, I mentioned Carrie Krupp, who's going to be singing that song. And Andy Krupp, the guitarist. April Blacker, Andy Blacker. A little heavy on the family affair here. Was that intentional?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. These all families with kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeffrey Chandler. Not a family with kid. Monica Sammy, Nina Sammy, sisters. Who am I missing here? That about covers it, doesn't it?
I think that's it.
Yeah, so there you've got solos, duos, trios. I think I saw a quartet and then a couple of or a few whole cast numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Looks like a wonderful selection of songs, not only from musical theater, but from popular music and elsewhere. And if you want more information on pediatric stroke awareness, you can go to CHASA, which is CHASA.org, Children's Hemiplegia and Stroke Association. And for tickets or information on the concert, does one just show up at the venue?
They do. We have a Facebook site or Facebook page about the concert as well, but tickets will be sold. Doors open at 7 o'clock on Friday. Tickets are $15. Senior citizen and kids under 12 will be $10. We are also doing a silent auction and a bake sale where all of the baked goods are homemade, mostly by cast members and my mother. And 100% of, exactly, 100% of the proceeds will go to CHASA. So Jason and I are not keeping any of this.
And the concert's 7:30 Friday night, Faith United Methodist Church, 1719 South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. It's just south of Kirby Avenue by not very much. Jason and Nicole, thanks very much for telling me about the event and
Thank you for coming in to let us know about it. Thank you.
Our pleasure. And our program on Live and Local today is made possible with support from these business partners, AgriGold Hybrids of Mahomet, Charles M. Hundley of Champaign, Michael Walker Consulting of Urbana, and Bates Commodities of Normal. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible. We thank you very much, and I hope you'll stick around to hear some live music in our studio by a group called August Crow. They're among the many performers participating in the music series at Kickapoo State Park in Oakwood throughout the summer and into the fall. Here's another one of them. Another of them is a band called Big Blue Stem.
Whenever I get my new house done,
sail away, lady, sail away.
Give my old one to my son,
sail away, lady, sail away.
Don't you rock 'em, Dahlia, don't you rock 'em, Dahlia, don't you rock 'em. Sail away, lady, sail away. Got a letter from Chicago town.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Big St.
Oh, it's called Sail Away Ladies, performed by a local band called Big Blue Stem, Kathleen Everingham, Becky Grosser, Drew Phillips, Todd Kinney, Tom DeVello, and Jose Agusti, who is also with us live here on Live and Local, along with Dave Crowley. If you notice the name, Jose Agusti and Dave Crowley, they call themselves August Crow. It just took me a little while to figure that out at some point. And they have guitar, and is that a mandola?
This is an octave mandolin.
That's an octave mandolin.
And I have a mandola here, which I may get out later, depending on time.
We'll see if we can move things along. So I want to hear both the instruments. In any event, thank you two gentlemen for coming on the show. They're among the performers at the music series At the Landing, which is to say at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo State Park in Oakwood. And also Bob Pierce is here. Bob is... you're still the coordinator for the series, right?
I'm the guy that talks to the bands, yep.
Talks to the bands, gets everybody booked, and the list of bands in the years since I've known has been going on, and since I've known you a little bit, Bob, is getting longer.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, this year we have 24 different groups out there.
Fantastic. And it started, what, in April?
We always start at the beginning of April and go until the end of October.
And initially, just one show a week, and then two shows
a
week.
Right. Well, the landing out there is open 7 days a week only between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So on the outsides of that, we're just on Fridays for the music, and then between Memorial Day and Labor Day, we also have Tuesdays.
And 5:30 to 7:30.
5:30 to 7:30 for those evening shows. And you probably don't have this information because it's just starting to develop, but there is such a call for music out there that we're starting to have bands on some Sundays, and that's in the afternoon from 2 to 4.
I'm going to write that down here so I can remember that and mention it a little bit later. And Bob is also, that's on Sunday, you said. Bob is also in one of those groups called Strings Attached, which we've had play here a couple of times.
Yeah, we've been on your show two times, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we'll be happy to have you back. In fact, there's so many groups on here. Some of them, you know, fit our particular format better than others. But these two guys who are with us, I think, should fit rather well. Jose's been on the show a couple of times at least with different groups.
Yes, with some of Big Blue Stem, Little Blue Stem. Yeah. We came out for the Contra Dance show you did, and I was out here in your studio with the Ruthless Goats about 3 years ago.
Do the Ruthless Goats still happen?
No, we
It's such
don't.
A wonderful name.
It is. Yeah, I won't get into the genesis of how that developed. But
I recall that it was something you'd got to change.
We won't go there. But in any event, a couple of people had some health problems, and Randy McCabe had some orthopedic problems. So I was sort of the last man standing, so to speak. So I thought we better...
A one-man band in that context.
Well, all those good goats have to go out to pasture sometime.
Yeah, that's right. Some of them did, yes.
You couldn't resist that, could you, Bob?
No.
Yeah, fair enough.
Uh-huh.
Well, we do want to have as much live music as we can this half hour, because that's what we've got you here for. It is Live and Local, everybody, if you're just tuning in. It's a show brings you awareness of all kinds of local performances throughout this listening area, and of course, lots of performances at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo. What do you want to start with?
We're going to do a song by a fellow named Tim O'Brien, who I like to call everyone's favorite Irish American after me, which no one believes that, but I do have some Irish ancestry, and Dave's fully Irish. In any event, this fellow Tim O'Brien. Who played with the bluegrass band Hot Rise. And this is a song, not a Hot Rise song, but a Tim O'Brien song that we like called Walk Beside Me. Stepping into the here and now, I'm not sure where I'm going, but I will get there anyhow. I
I got this far with no direction, followed my nose to where I stand. My heart's still strong, I know I'll make it, sit right down in the promised land.
Sister, come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you, even less have I to hide.
When you left me in the springtime, so many questions in my mind. Summer came and left me waiting, not one answer could I find. I see you in the Rocky Mountains, feel you on the Great North Sea. It's a lonesome road I have to travel, you will always be with me.
Brother, come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you, even less have I to hide.
I feel comfort in the wind. I see hope in hopeless faces. Someday they will love again.
People, come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you, even less have I to hide. People, come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you, even less have I to hide.
August Crow, who are Jose Agusti and Dave Crowley, Walk Beside Me, the name of that song by Tim O'Brien.
Yes.
Set. Mm-hmm. Live in our studio here on Live and Local. They will be at the landing at Kickapoo State Park on the music series, looks like on Tuesday, July the 16th.
Yes.
And not before.
Well, we were there.
We were there earlier.
June 4th.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, between now and
with
then.
All the bands out there, if you're out there twice, you're very fortunate, I think.
Well, because, as we just said, the series is growing in number of bands and, I guess, in number of performances.
Right, right.
August Crow, I'm just looking at the description. If you go to their website, by the way, which is what, Bob?
Kickapoo Landing website? It's kickapoolanding.com.
That's it. Okay, that's easy. You have a description of all the bands involved, bands or in some cases individuals, and August Crow says here, Americana and old and new folk music.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that we will sometimes dabble with some of the old traditional folk songs that authorship is ambiguous at best, and it's been passed along over the years, and not quite sure who you could credit the songs to. New folk stuff like we just played, I think, and some of the more new grassy kind of stuff that I like, it'd be in that genre, I'd say.
Ever do any originals?
No. Whenever I've tried to dabble with originals, people end up saying, that sounds like this, that sounds like that. And then I start hearing the other person's song they're referring to. And then it.
Then you think maybe it did come from
there? Yeah, and then, you know, it's subliminally or something, you know, it's in there. So, but there's so many good songs. I don't need to be doing songs. There's so many good songs out there to do.
Well, that's something always that amazes me, that people who do write songs, either for a living or not for a living, but to just keep doing it, how one comes up with another new song, and they don't sound like somebody else's.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I have a lot of respect for someone that can do that.
Yeah, whether it's just songwriter songs or classical pieces or whatever, you know, the notion that you can get so much music out of the same, essentially the same set of chords and the same scales.
Pretty amazing.
People will add modes, and they might add different sorts of harmonies here and then, but here and there, but
yes,
still comes down to using the same finite set of notes.
It does.
And I wanted to say, types of music. We play some acoustic rock, old kind of acoustic rock type songs too, like Neil Young. Mm-hmm. We love Bob Dylan, some Birds, those kinds of things, those kind of artists.
Stuff we grew. We're baby boomers, you know, so we grew up with all that stuff. And Dave and I used to, about half our lives ago, when we started playing together and carried all the electric instruments and the amps, and Dave lived on a third-floor condo and carrying all that stuff up. And one day I'm thinking, what are we doing? with these amps and the foot pedals with reverb and distortion. I mean, for heaven's sakes, who needs distortion in music after all? So some might have a different point of view with that. But we got into the acoustic, and that guitar Dave's playing, he was playing 30 years ago or so. And
still looks good.
Yeah. They get character.
So that was a good thing. And we have played together off and on, mostly on, for that amount of time, and just got together to do Kickapoo because we wanted to play out of Kickapoo. We liked it out there so much, and we just wanted to go out there and do it.
Oh, what does this mean? I have to read this, I guess. A little update to our weather. Excuse me, guys. Hopefully we won't get interrupted, but we might. Weather update here. Severe thunderstorm warning until 5 o'clock, so for another 20 minutes, for northeastern DeWitt and extreme northeastern Piatt counties. Otherwise, the severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 o'clock tonight for Champaign, Vermilion, Macon, DeWitt, Piatt, Douglas, Moultrie, and Ford counties. And there's a flash flood watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Ford County. So some of that is new, I think. Some of the counties may be new, and I didn't have the flash flood watch before. So that should be useful information for everybody listening, I'm sure. Was going to ask something or another as you were talking there, Jose. I guess a little bit about Dave. I know Jose's, you know, been in some of these other groups that's been on this particular show, but as you're tuning there, Dave, what other sorts of things have you done away from Jose?
I've been out of the music. Jose and I had played quite a while ago, and we did some benefit concerts and different things and shows, open stage and things. And I kind of took some time off music, was doing things with my family, coach a league baseball, stuff like that. And my son's in college now, so I've been kind of getting back in the music the last few years and starting to play out more. And it's been a ball. It's been a lot of fun. I just love Kickapoo. We were talking before. What a great, great resource it is for this area, you know, to just go out there and do all the activities. But musically, it's just, you just feel good being out there. So, I'm just getting back into the music now and having a lot of fun with it.
And what do you do professionally?
I'm a clinical social worker at the university here. Jose and I worked at the Community Mental Health Center for a few years together, and then I've been at the university for 23 years, and we actually worked at McKinley Health Center for about close to 20 years together,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So
we traveled
the same path quite a bit.
Well, you know, I realized, Jose, when I saw, I don't know if I just Googled your name or something like that, but I saw your name pop up as a clinical social worker, and I realized I don't think I knew that when you were here before, which made me realize in turn that I almost never asked that question.
Yeah.
You know, everybody who comes in as a musician, I just look at as a musician, and I sort of forget that hardly anybody around here makes their living as a musician unless they also teach, which you all may do for all I know. But just about everybody else who comes on here does something else professionally. What do you do, Bob?
Well, I am fortunately retired, but for most of my career, I was a middle school science teacher.
Wow, and I just saw Bruiser, Bruce Rumney.
Yeah.
Bruiser and the Virtues.
Right.
He'd been on here a couple of times, but I'd actually never heard the that particular band.
Yeah.
And he's an English teacher, I know, at Urbana High School.
Yep.
So you just never know what the person in front of you professionally might be doing in their spare time. Right. They could be doing all this kind of fun stuff.
I did step away about 3 years ago and retired from clinical social work. I did, yeah. And told Dave, you got to get out of your, you know, your big six-figure salary and come in full time where you can make tens of dollars.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's getting a good laugh out of that one.
Well, with my son in college, it's a couple of years before I'll be thinking about retirement. Yeah. But, Jose, he has the good life right now. He's doing music.
Retire and do music, yeah.
Could be worse.
Well, I'm always amazed that that people can do what you're doing. A word about your instruments. I'll say you did have the octave mandolin.
I did have the octave mandolin.
And that's just a big mandolin.
It's a big mandolin, it is. And I approach it a little bit more like guitar, and that you, since the frets are wider apart like a guitar. This instrument is a mandola, which in the last 4 to 5 years I've really gotten more heavily into the mandolin family instruments and get the whole range of timbres in the music.
So mandola is sort of between a mandolin and
the
one you just played.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. Right in between those two. And
we're going to hear a sample.
We're going to hear a sample here. We're going to do Kevin on your show. You had some folks on who were preparing for the Bob Fest, I guess, which the Bob Dylan Fest, which
in the fall, right?
Yeah,
or earlier in the year, whenever.
Well, that was
National Weather Service in Lincoln has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern DeWitt County, northeastern Logan County, southwestern McLean County until 5:30 p.m. At 4:41 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Armington and moving east at 30 miles an hour. Expected hazards include 60 miles an hour wind gusts and penny-size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Stanford, McLean, Waynesville, Hayworth, Wapella, Downs, and Shirley. This includes Interstate 55 between mile markers 136 and 156. This includes Interstate 74 between mile markers 134 and 145.
Here we go. 2, 3, 4. If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could only hear her heart softly pounding, if only if she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the mirror. I can't speak the words to show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps or remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could only hear her heart softly pounding, if only if she
she was lying by me. And I lie in my bed once again. Silver singing river, there's beauty in that rainbow in the sky, but none of these and nothing else can touch the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could only hear her heart softly pounding, if only if she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could only hear her heart softly pounding, if only if she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again.
August Crowe duo here on Live and Local, and we kind of got interrupted before you finished introducing the song. I gather that was a Dylan song.
That was a Dylan song, and I was just going to say that I was sorry I wasn't able to make that Bob's 72nd birthday bash here at in your studio on Mike and Molly's, as I had some other commitments, but had I been here, that was a song I would have done.
That was okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking, since as I said, we did get interrupted, and it sounded like a Dylan song, and yeah. It sounded slightly like Dylan, except better.
Oh, well, thanks for that, Kevin. That's real nice. I think, actually, now that you mentioned it, I think a lot of people do Bob's song better than Bob himself.
Well, yeah.
But, arguably, gravelly these days.
But if he hadn't written it, you know, nobody'd be able to sing it.
That's true. Bob, of course, being known for his Blowing in the Wind and all his protest songs and his other phases he went through, but he wrote some very nice love songs, and that was one of them.
Yeah. We also have in the studio with us Bob Pierce, who is the guy who puts together the Music at the Landing series at Kickapoo State Park, which is what Jose and Dave are here to promote, as well as, of course, their own music, Music at the Landing. Has shows on Tuesdays and Fridays from 5:30 to 7:30, and sometimes Sundays now from 2 to 4.
That's right. We're just getting some Sundays started.
And so if you want the Sunday schedule, I guess that'll get added to the website soon?
I hope. Yeah, as soon as I get some more names on there. I may have to twist these guys' arms just a little bit and see if they can come out on a Sunday.
And do one of the Sundays.
It could probably be done.
Why don't you give us a rapid-fire survey of some of the range of performers who are out there? I mean, I'm looking at it in front of me, but you know a little bit better about it than I do.
Well, we, like your show Live and Local, we try to keep it that way out there, too. We're really, really trying to promote local musicians because they're every bit as good as, or perhaps even better than some of them that you pay big dollars to go see. And you don't have to pay a dime to come hear them out at Kickapoo. So we do pass a hat and, you know, help the bands out that way. But anyway, we have everything from blues, bluegrass. I'm trying to think of some of the other, solo performers. We've got some fairly large groups. Well, Jose's in Big Blue Stem, which is probably one of the bigger groups we have, which sometimes has six or
sometimes
so
sometimes six of us
members.
When we're all there. Mm-hmm.
We were just discussing before coming in here, Kevin. I think Jose has been in maybe about six or so different bands that have played out at Kickapoo.
Is that a record? I think so.
He is such an amazing, versatile musician on so many instruments. And
you can do that when you retire.
He's just an all-around good guy.
I'm delving.
There's a wonderful name of, I'm just looking at the names of the groups here, the Kickapooligans.
Yeah, that's another group, much like August Crowe, who are saying that they pretty much created themselves to play out there at Kickapoo. There's another group that even named themselves such because they came into existence just because they wanted to play out at Kickapoo. And that's John McMahon, who's an attorney in the area.
John,
and he's gathered up a few other local musicians, and they come out and have some fun with quite a variety of music in their group alone. Everything from pop tunes to bluegrassy and country stuff. I mean, just all sorts of things.
And you can get the full descriptions of everybody by going to their website and, of course, the schedule as well. Time is passing quickly. What do you want to do next?
Well, we could do another tune here called Five Rooms. Made of stone. Sitting in the living room don't feel like living to me. Drowning in a flood of memories. Five rooms, full of hope where love blooms. Now it's empty as a tomb. Living in these five rooms. It's a wasteland to me, a place for dirty dishes and forgotten recipes. I don't sleep in the bedroom, now I'm all alone. The bed's too big, nights go on too long. Five rooms, full of hope where love blooms. Now it's empty as a tomb, living in these five rooms.
Jose Agusti and Dave Crowley, they are August Crowe, and they will be at the Landing at Kickapoo State Park at the Dockside Cafe on July the 16th. That is a Tuesday, so that's at 5:30. Before that, let's see, what is today? Today's the 25th, so Mike Ellis and the Midnight Suns will be out there tonight. State Line Band on Friday. Next Tuesday, Bob Schiffo?
Schiffo.
Bob Schiffo, and then the Black Ridge Road on Friday, July the 5th. And then again, you can check the website for the full schedule after that. It goes through October. And so who was that tune by?
That was another Tim O'Brien tune.
Tim O'Brien tune. You must be a fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tim O'Brien, yes.
Yeah, well, Bob and Jose and Dave, appreciate it very much. You're coming
Thanks
out
for having
and,
us.
Well,
thank
and
you.
Playing in the case of Tui, and maybe we'll have strings attached back or get some of the other bands out here.
That sounds like fun. It's always fun to be on your show.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and I've got a schedule that'll certainly allow lots of people to come on yet throughout the rest of the summer. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. A couple other things going on tonight. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum is at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, 8 o'clock, at the Thomas Reese Memorial Carillon in Springfield, a Carillon concert tonight at 7. Also in Springfield, the Municipal Band will perform at Douglas Park. That is at 7:30. And in Decatur, the Decatur Park Singers in Hess Park. That is this evening at 6:30. And then tomorrow, a grand night for singing. The Central Illinois Stage Company will be at Salisbury Church in Charleston tomorrow night at 7:30. Lots of other things going on. Check out live music, folks. There's not much like it, is for sure. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. We're a listener-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.